small number of people are allowed into the viewing gallery for every execution here in Oklahoma. This week, Justin Doherty, a young local TV journalist, was one of them, who bore witness to an event that's led to horror and disgust among so many here.
The execution started at 6:23 p.m. They proceeded to administer that first drug. And he laid there, slow, steady blinks. His eyes were getting heavier. It seemed as if he's growing impatient with the execution process. At 6:33, 10 minutes after the execution started, he then closed his eyes for about a minute, and the warden turned to the officials injecting the drug and said, "Mr. Lockett is unconscious." They started to administer the second and third drugs. About 3 minutes passed, and that's when Mr. Lockett started to move. And he started lifting his upper body off the bed in a way his lower back was arching off the bed. His shoulders were lifting up. He could not sit up because his arms were bound. I also noticed the warden. Her eyes became more and more concerned every minute. She made the decision to lower the blinds, and when the curtains fell, we saw 6:39.
In the end, it took Clayton Lockett, a rapist and murderer, a full 43 minutes from the time his execution began to eventually suffer a heart attack and die. His family weren't present. After previous botched executions in recent months, as states try out new, improperly tested cocktails of drugs to carry out the death penalty, Lockett had told his relatives to stay away because he feared the same thing happening to him. Deanna Parker is Clayton Lockett's aunt.
You can never prepare yourself for anything like this. It's difficult for us because we never had a say until now, after this horrible 40-minute ordeal. Now we finally have a voice. It's too late for him, but maybe it can save someone else, and they finally get it right.
And this grim event has led to nationwide discussion over how to kill its death row inmates. Connie Johnson, an Oklahoma state senator opposed to the death penalty, was attending a candlelit vigil as the execution took place.
Now we add the method to our already long list of reasons why not to do the death penalty.
But look, you will have understand that people have little sympathy for a man who may have writhed around for 20 minutes, but who did ultimately shoot a 19-year-old girl and watched her be buried alive. The man who was waiting for execution after him was a man who raped and killed an 11-month-old baby. You can understand why people don't sympathize with those people.
I fully understand that, but I think, too, the whole issue of forgiveness is a massive one. As a state who professes to be the buckle of the Bible Belt, it is a question to our true basic values of Christianity.
But other politicians' interpretation of religion leads them to feel the death penalty is the only answer in cases like Clayton Lockett's, and there was little wrong in what happened this week. Politicians like State Representative Mike Christian.
We're getting a lot of contacts from people outside of Oklahoma that are outraged, but I'm kind of outraged over the outrage over this.
Well, you're right. There has been outrage. There are some Oklahomans who say they're embarrassed to be in a state where something like this would happen. What would you say to those people?
There are those who are going to scream really loud that they're embarrassed, but I can assure you that the number of calls and the contacts that have reached out to me, they're more in favor of capital punishment, and they said justice has been served.
There's going to be an internal inquiry after Clayton Lockett's slow death, focusing on the method used. But in Oklahoma, there are other options. This state still allows use of the electric chair and even of a firing squad. Here, the broader debate about whether or not to retain the death penalty barely even registers.